Dr. Alejandro, welcome back.
Rich, Etienne, everything good, guys?
Actually, no. Can I just start with being really honest?
Tell me.
I feel really bad. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm happy. I don't have a fever. I'm so sore. And I don't know if it's because I've been surfing so much. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell if I have a fever or not because I'm so sunburned. Mm-hmm. But my injuries are, like, seriously inflamed. Like, my back injury, remember my 2012?
Yeah.
My L1 through L5, like, tailbone. Or, mm-hmm. My teeth, my hands, my everything are broken. It hurts. And I don't know if I have Zika, chicken, dukin, hunger, dengue, COVID, or whatever else. I don't know, swine flu's back, maybe. So I'm laughing as I say this, but I'm in a lot of pain. And I want you to help me understand what's going on. What should I pay attention to, or what should I do?
Well, this is something we've been seeing, people with really unspecific symptoms that sometimes it's really hard to get to the bottom of. Right now, what we have definitely been seeing is an increase in dengue cases. So first, let's talk about the three differences of the mosquito-borne illnesses that we could have here: dengue, Zika, and chikungunya. The three of them have a fever, body aches, or articulation pain, and flu-like symptoms, usually without a runny nose or a sore throat or coughing. Zika usually has red eyes and conjunctivitis, and chikungunya usually has like a lot of back pain. What we've been seeing is especially dengue cases. And unlike some other years, the symptoms on some people have been pretty intense. Usually dengue lasts from 1 to 14 days. And the main problem is the white blood cell count and the platelets start to go down in the initial phase of dengue. And that's when you get some of the symptoms like fever, body aches. You can have nausea. You can be throwing up. You could have diarrhea, but especially body aches and fever. Usually without a runny nose, usually without a sore throat, usually without coughing. The important thing in that phase is to, you know, people get frustrated because we cannot tell them exactly what it is. Also, the test that to verify if it's dengue starts to get positive after like day 5, more or less. It's not specific. So people are frustrated and they're like coming to us in frustration, in pain, and feeling bad. And although there's not a cure, there's no cure, and it's a self-limited, that means the body's gonna take care of the virus, you still need to keep really hydrated. You can take only Tylenol, because any of the other non-steroidal anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen or naproxen or any of those families could potentially cause gastrointestinal bleeding, because dengue is a hemorrhagic fever. That means the platelets, which help coagulation, they start to drop. And the only way of knowing if your platelets and white blood cell count or defense cells are dropping down to a critical level is that you do blood work every day or every 2 days. People don't want to get poked. People don't want to go through this process, but it's the only way that we're actually able to help.
You're in a tough spot here.
And people have...
The tourist, how are they? Sorry to interrupt, but their anxiety has to be up too.
And, you know, you have to work around the anxiety levels and the fact that, you know, we can give people IVs and some other medication to make them feel better. But it's frustrating because there's no cure, but they want to feel better as soon as possible.
I get you.
Dengue still needs to go through your body. And then when you get to... You go after the initial phase that usually is from day 1 to 5 or 7, then you get to the critical phase where usually people feel a little better. So they start to feel a little better. They start to go out surfing, doing other activities, but the platelets and white blood cell count keep going down. That can get down to a critical level where you could have severe complications. Your liver can get swollen up. You are at risk of bleeding, and you're definitely at risk of overinfection because there's no defense cells in your body. People start to feel better, they stop doing the tests, and after the critical phase, you go into the recuperation phase where the platelets and white blood cells start to go up, but you start to get some of the symptoms. So people come back and they're like, oh man, but I'm not cured yet. What's happening? And you need to explain this all over again.
And you can't catch the test to where you can point right at it. So there's uncertainty. And you want to help, but you can't guess.
Exactly.
And they feel horrible and don't want to travel. I mean, if it's a tourist.
Yeah. And a lot of like people hear that, you know, there's nothing to do about it but to ride it out and drink some liquids. Of course. And I understand that completely. I've had dengue. I managed my dengue twice here in Osada. Just did, you know, the blood test and saw it through, and it wasn't as severe. This year, though, we've seen people with more severe symptoms. And it's important to avoid complications that you take specific measures in order to, you know, not end up at the hospital, which already two or three people have ended up in the hospital with really low platelets, really low white blood cell count, and also severe symptoms. Abdominal pain, severe throwing up, diarrhea, dehydration, and that's kind of like what you want to try to avoid.
I don't even know what to do. I just know I've been sick here so many times for so many things, and if I could avoid like a San Jose trip or a Liberia trip, and I have so much work to do. I've been out of town.
Well, fortunately, at least we can start with the initial management, but people need to actually do the blood work.
All right, so let's start there. Where do they get the blood work done? Walk us through it real quick.
They can, the first thing is, if you have the symptoms, because there's also been a lot of people with flu and flu-like symptoms that are similar to dengue. So if you're unsure or you don't feel good enough, visit the doctor. Any of the labs can do a hemogram or a Chandi lab. They have a kind of like a quicker dengue test, but it could still be negative, and it could still mean that you're positive. People need to drink lots of water, and I recommend that they only do Tylenol for symptoms like fever and body aches. You're gonna rest and stay home as much as possible. If you get a rash, which is really normal that you get a rash, rash usually appears after day four, if it appears at all. Sometimes it doesn't appear. It's going to be itchy, you can take antihistamine. If you don't want to visit anybody, at least drink lots of liquids, especially electrolytes, so you keep hydrated. Tylenol, you could do antihistamine and don't wait too long.
Okay. Okay. Can I ask you about prevention real quick?
Prevention is just going to be eliminating stagnant waters.
Okay.
And that's critical. Now
that's tough right now in some cases, like
but when you have running water, I mean, if it was continuous rain, the possibility of stagnant water is not that high. But go around your house or your neighborhood and like look for old tires or old containers or old even like coconuts, and just turn them over and try to avoid stagnant water, because the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which is the specific mosquito that transfers dengue, Zika, and chikungunya, is the one that has like white dots on their legs, and they can they will bite somebody that has dengue, and then they can fly around like around a 40 meter diameter, and
do
anybody is there, and what happens in areas of high volume of people, like construction sites.
You're killing me today, doctor. I'm living in a house that's under construction.
Well,
so the half of the house is open.
Uh-huh.
And to seal it at night, they just like slide something in front of it, but there's huge openings.
Then look around for possible stagnant water and use mosquito repellent.
Well, so that was where I was about to get to. I woke up and I was lit up with bugs, and I'm getting it. But I don't know what, like, it's already done.
Yeah. And the incubation period is going to be 7 to 10 days, more or less. So you're talking about the mosquito that got to you 7 to 10 days ago.
And you got to get the test just right to even know if you have it.
Exactly. And after you start the symptoms is after like the fifth or sixth day that the test will start to get positive.
Yeah. I'm about a week.
Uh-huh.
It was bad. I mean, it was weird. I could barely lift my arm and move for a bit. Uh-huh. I'd get moving, like I kind of get loosened up and move, but it just come right back. But I was so used to COVID, and we've been talking about COVID for so long. Like it's been,
We haven't seen actually a lot of like COVID.
Yeah, cases. Tell me about COVID.
There hasn't been a lot of like COVID cases, you know, so far so good. Dengue is the main problem, and the flu that it's been going around has also been a big problem.
Tell people the difference between flu and gripe.
Flu and gripe are basically like the same thing. And I think the difference between flu, gripe, and dengue, or Zika and chikungunya, especially dengue, is that dengue doesn't have a runny nose. Dengue doesn't have a sore throat. Dengue usually doesn't have a cough. Almost all the time has a rash. Gripe, it's usually going to be runny nose, congestion, sore throat, watery eyes, and usually doesn't have a rash. The cough can be phlegmy or dry, and that dry, phlegmy cough can turn into either one. Like the dry cough can turn into a phlegmy cough, or a phlegmy cough can turn into a dry cough, and that cough can linger on for 3 or 4 weeks. And that dry cough has also been like super frustrating for the kids, the parents that cannot sleep, and us that we're trying to treat that, but it kind of also the body needs to work itself on how to take it out.
And so your day-to-day life right now is a constant barrage of people with various symptoms, and it's almost impossible to really get it down unless you just happen to get the test at the right time. Okay, well, good luck with that.
But then just like prevention, like drink lots of liquids, eliminate stagnant water, use bug repellent if you're, you know, if you notice there's a lot of mosquitoes or you're not.
Any repellent that you say no to? People are opinionated on vaccines and repellents and whatnot. Do you have any guidance?
I recommend the Green Off. Even though we're not sponsored by Green Off, that's what I recommend. It's worked well.
I got some of the hippie one, and before I go to bed at night now, I'm like spraying myself, and then I'm putting like a sheet over my head.
That's going to be rough. Maybe at night, just use the Green Off.
Okay. Yeah. Speaking of injuries and pain, the skate park's open.
Yeah.
And I'm skateboarding again now.
That's good. I've seen a lot of like...
So you know where I'm going with this. tell me about your x-ray machine, sir.
Well, the x-ray is fully set up thanks to the James Initiative and Cynthia. We're just dealing with the radiology tests are done as well, and everything's fine construction-wise, but we need to apply for the permits, and the permits are already done in San Jose. At the moment, we're looking for an x-ray technician that wants to come down and live in Losada, facing the big...
The influx of x-rays needed from the skate park around the corner?
Exactly.
That's a good idea.
So that's pretty sad. We're really excited because it's going to help a lot with better diagnoses as well, like with the lab, with the x-ray. And also we have a big amount of specialists that are coming in. We have a urologist, a pediatrician, OBGYN, dermatologist, internist, general surgeon, orthopedic surgery. On the mental aspect, we have a mental health specialist, a psychologist, and a psychiatrist. So yeah, we've been working with them for a while the renovation was getting done, and it's finally done. So we have more space, and we're able to have the specialist, one or two specialists, keep with our normal consultations and emergencies, and face stitches, bad emergencies, car accidents, squads, et cetera, et cetera.
How's the ambulance service going?
It is as it is.
It's my least favorite taxi to San Jose that I've participated in sometimes.
And the least favorite sound that you can hear around, right? But...
No, I'm obviously kidding. Uh-huh. They were so great. That's a long ride. And yeah. When the roads are bad, like it's...
Yeah, we go down there and then come back, which is kind of heavy. Now with the rainy season, and there's parts where just sometimes it rains heavily.
Hey.
It wears you out. It's kind of heavy sometimes to just go, and then you're all tense going down there with the patient, whatever happens. And then you drop him off at the hospital safely, and you turn around, eat something, and come back.
Yep, then maybe do it again.
Exactly, and you need to be ready just in case something else happens.
Well, this is why you get paid millions upon millions of dollars every year.
Exactly. Fortunately, millions of dollars. Yeah, man.
Hey, speaking of you making too much money, tell me about the concert. Last time you were on, we talked about you were at it again, your old concert setup. I want to hear about it.
It was, I think it was pretty awesome. I think the vibe on both days, the people went that went there enjoyed and were surprised by the musicianship of the bands and how good they were and prepared for everything.
I heard the good.
Yeah, it was
that's great.
Families felt really safe, and I think the whole environment and the day, both the night at Selena on Friday and at Finca Austria during the whole day, was awesome.
I was worried you might not be able to get people to Finca Austria.
Getting people to Finca Austria was a little tricky, but I think people find it as a bit of an adventure going through the river and doing all of that stuff. We had some problems getting like the Waze set up, because if you put Finca Austria on Waze, it goes around through Santa Marta. So we had to create another spot just past La Malanoche waterfall so that people knew that they had to cross the river.
Any big technical difficulties, like amplifiers going out or some
electric problems Friday at Selena? A squirrel got into one of the electric cables and busted out one of like the 220 volts, or I don't remember. So we were just running around looking for a generator, but at the end Issei came through and we were able to fix it.
Hey, shout out to Issei. I love positive Issei reports. That's cool.
And
were you freaking out? It's like Friday.
I was freaking out a little bit, and I couldn't understand what they were talking about, a squirrel getting fried. The other people in the production company, like, wouldn't understand what was happening as well. And the bands are like, what do you mean the squirrel, like, messed this up? And I was like, yeah, it's literally a squirrel. But it happens.
Thanks to the squirrels, now an acoustic set. Good luck.
But you should check out the after movie and get a feeling of what it was. I'm still working on seeing what happens next year, or if I'm going to take a year off and then do it every 2 years, because it's kind of heavy.
As your friend, I really hope that you do. Because I know you're not going to say it on camera, but I know that you didn't make anything. I know you worked your butt off. I've been with you at events and I've seen them over the years. And although you're handsome as ever, you're not as young as you used to be. And you're not playing music every day. You're going to treat people on some sort of disease or sickness that you can't. Yeah. You have a lot of stress in your life, is what I'm saying. You don't need to do this. Somebody else needs to do this. But I don't think anyone else will do this. I think you have to do it if it's going to happen. So maybe
at the end, the conclusion you're saying is I need to do it again next year.
I'm saying I don't want you to as your friend, but I think you need to for the community.
I'll try. I'm working on a couple of things. We'll see.
Just keep your expectations low on money.
Yeah.
You never know when a squirrel's going to pop.
As always.
Pop all the elations. Jeez, I got to stop laughing at that poor squirrel. It's better than a monkey, though, right? Am I allowed to say
that? Oh, yeah, for sure. So I think as a final message, I would say to people, beware, be patient, listen, and hopefully we get, rainy season is barely starting. There's going to be more rain and there's going to be more mosquitoes.
Alejandro, tell me what people are doing for their hippie cures. Like, what's happened? You're very scientific. I've known you a long time, and you were very fact-based, and you use medicine, and you come across very serious and kind of very intense.
Oh, and that's my facade. That's what I like to project.
Somewhere right now, listening, people are watching this being like, yeah, serious. Who you are. But anyway.
I think the most peculiar old school Tico remedy for dengue, that it's also well accepted within the alternative foreigners, is that you take a bunch of papaya leaves and you put them on a blender, and it tastes horrible, but that's what they drink. So
it's not the seeds, it's the leaves?
It's the leaves. I think a lot of people also do the seeds.
I'd heard the
seeds. I don't know. I've heard about the leaves. And if you ever seen a papaya tree, you know, if you like rip a leaf off it, there's like a white substance that comes off
it. Like a milky kind of thing.
And that's what they're drinking. I wouldn't suggest that. There's no studies or any facts, but for years they've been using that, and it's gotten seeped into like the foreign community as well.
For a couple of days there, I would have done it. how much tolerance do you have for Nosara-based hippie antics on your and your medicine diagnosis?
I have a little bit of, I wouldn't say less tolerance, but a more direct approach, where like, if you want to try that, awesome, but maybe just keep this prescription on hand in case this alternative thing that you're doing is not really working.
So you're getting softer in your old age.
I think I'm learning to, keep it more mellow.
Yeah. Your real friends are somewhere watching this laughing right now.
Maybe, and I think I'll get some comments often.
I think they're going to appreciate it. All right, anything else to before we get ourselves in trouble, anything else to cover?
I think that's enough trouble for the day.
Okay. All right, man, thanks for coming in.
Thanks a lot, guys.